All right, everybody. Welcome to the show. Now, today we're going to talk about dividend-focused ETFs, the XYLD, the QYLD, and the RYLD. These are all different cover call ETFs that I particularly like, and I think it's good to have them in your portfolio. Just if you're looking for general income, maybe you're okay with the principal appreciation to be lacking, you're okay with.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
That, and we'll see why. We'll go into it a little bit on why it's not the worst thing to add to your portfolio, but it's not necessarily the best. But depending on your investment objectives, it may be helpful for income-based investors like myself. I'm a little bit of a 50-50 on it. All right, let's begin. All right, so dividend-focused exchange-traded funds, ETFs, have become increasingly popular in recent years. As investors look for ways to generate income from their portfolios, three of the most popular dividend-focused ETFs are XYLD, QYLD, and RYLD. The XYLD is the Global X S&P 500 Covered Call ETF. XYLD seeks to provide investment results that correspond generally to the price and yield performance before fees and expenses of the CBOE S&P 500 buy right index. The fund invests in a basket of S&P 500 index stocks and sells call options on those stocks. The income generated from the sale of the call options is paid out to shareholders in the form of dividends. Oh, hold on. Oh, there we go. The QYLD, the Global X NASDAQ 100 Covered Call ETF, the QYLD, seeks to provide investment results that correspond generally to the price and yield performance before fees and expenses of the NASDAQ 100 buy-right index. The fund invests in a basket of NASDAQ 100 index stocks and sells call options on those stocks. The income generated from the sale of the call options is paid out to shareholders in the form of dividends. Now, here's the RYLD. The Global X Russell 2000 Covered Call ETF, RYLD, seeks to provide investment results that correspond generally to the price and yield performance before fees and expenses of the Russell 2000 buy-right index. The fund invests in a basket of Russell 2000 index stocks and sells call options on those stocks. The income generated from the sale of the call options is paid out to shareholders in the form of dividends. Now, here are the advantages of dividend-focused ETFs. There are a number of advantages to investing in dividend-focused ETFs, including income. Dividend-focused ETFs provide a steady stream of income, which can be used to supplement retirement income or simply to live on. Growth. Dividend-paying stocks tend to grow over time. As companies reinvest their earnings back into the business, this can lead to higher stock prices and higher dividends. Diversification. Dividend-focused ETFs can help to diversify a portfolio, which can reduce risk. Disadvantages of dividend-focused ETFs. There are also a few disadvantages to investing in dividend-focused ETFs, including lower potential for capital appreciation. Dividend-focused ETFs typically have lower potential for capital appreciation than non-dividend-paying stocks. This is because the fund's income is generated from the sale of call options, which reduces the amount of capital that is available to be invested in the underlying stocks. Higher risk. Dividend-focused ETFs are exposed to the risks of the underlying stocks in the risks of the covered call writing strategy. These risks include the stock price can decline, which can reduce the amount of income generated from the sale of the call options. And also the stock price can rise, which can result in the fund losing money if the call options are exercised. The fund can experience higher volatility than the underlying stock market. In conclusion, dividend-focused ETFs can be a good option for investors who are looking for a steady stream of income and who are willing to accept the risks associated with this type of investment. However, it is important to do your own research and to make sure that dividend-focused ETFs are appropriate for your investment goals. Now, I'm speaking more on the script there, but I want to speak a little off the script here. You know, as somebody who is a big fan of cover call ETFs, I think during these times, they're actually not a bad idea because you will get some money in your pocket if the market crashes. But at the same time, do I think it's a good buy on the dip to get a cover call ETF? I think so. And here's the thing. Part of me is fine with it because when you're doing at the money call option premiums, usually the person who buys the premium has to pay a higher amount anyway. So yeah, if it goes up quickly within a 30-day time window, because these call options expire 30 days. So there is always going to be potential for short-term volatility. Here's the thing though. The markets move up and down frequently. It's not like they're going to move up super duper rapidly, and I don't know. It's just there's a couple ones that I like. I like the JPY. I think is it's the JP Morgan one. I'll probably have to do a exclusive video on that particular fund. I like that one. It's a little more actively managed though, but it does give you a good high return for income. So anything that gives me income is really kind of the goal. At this point, anything I could put money down, any extra money I have, I could just put it down onto the end of that and then be able to at least reap some kind of reward, because the goal is to get rewarded for whatever money you're able to put down into it. But I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to add to this, but I can't really think of anything at the moment. But I do want to thank you guys for your time and your patience and just being able to be a receptive audience, because without you guys, none of this is possible. And being able to almost get to the 1,000 subscriber mark is more than overwhelming. In fact, it's cool, but it's really overwhelming. But anyway, thank you guys for taking the time to view this. I just hope you have yourselves an incredible rest of the day and stay sexy. Yeah. Anyway, later.